Chairman Reed, Ranking Member Wicker, distinguished members of this committee, it is my privilege to appear before you today. I am humbled to have been nominated to serve as the 33rd Chief of Naval Operations, and I want to thank each of you for your steadfast support to our sailors, our Navy civilians, and all of our Navy families. That support ensures that we have what we need to be ready every day to stand the watch around the world in support of our great nation. I have long understood that no one can reach this level of leadership on their own, and this morning I just want to take a minute to recognize my family who makes my service possible. My husband Jim, a former sailor himself and the chief operating officer of our family, and our daughter Isabel, a senior at Jackson Reed High School, who tells me that despite 7 moves, 2 tours overseas, and 2 deployments, she wouldn't change a thing. I am grateful for their support and proud of their service to our Navy and to our Navy families. They, along with my sister Meg, brother Lawrence, Uncle Lynn, Aunt Sue, Aunt Carmen, and my mother-in-law Mary, who are watching today, and my parents, who are here in spirit, make everything possible. In 1981, as a journalism major at Northwestern, the Navy was the farthest thing from my mind. But a chance meeting with some Naval ROTC students during my freshman orientation week changed the course of my life forever. They told me I could get free textbooks, $100 a month, and possibly a scholarship. I signed up on the spot, and while I joined for free college and a chance to see the world, I stayed for the mission and for the people. Like Isabel, I wouldn't change a thing either. It has been the honor of my lifetime to command at every level of our Navy, from a destroyer squadron, 2 carrier strike groups, to a numbered fleet, and a NATO striking and support force. And if confirmed, I will continue to bring my fleet warfighting lens to bear in everything I do. For the past 247 years, our Navy has stood the watch. We operate forward with the Marine Corps to do whatever it takes to preserve the peace, prepare for war, and win decisively if called. We do this consistent with the priorities set forth in the National Defense Strategy and with an ironclad commitment to integrated deterrence. Right now, the USS Gerald R. Ford, the most advanced warship ever built, is deployed with its strike group in the Mediterranean Sea to support NATO and deter Russia. The USS Bataan Amphibious Readiness Group, with the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit embarked, is in the Arabian Gulf as part of the U.S. effort to deter Iran from disrupting the flow of commerce in the region. Just last week, the USS Ralph Johnson sailed through the Taiwan Strait on a routine mission to exercise freedom of navigation and demonstrate our commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific. And in the last month, the Navy has supported search and rescue operations following the devastating fires in Maui and has provided assets to help deliver aid to those affected by a volcanic eruption in Papua New Guinea. If confirmed, I will act with urgency and purpose to ensure that we continue to deliver the Navy the nation needs. In doing so, I will focus on the following areas. First, sharpen our warfighting edge. The threat is real, the pace is accelerating, and it is our duty to excel in all domain combat as part of the joint force and alongside our allies and partners. Second, strengthen our Navy team. Our sailors and civilians are our competitive advantage, and we need to continue to provide them the tools, the training, the education, and the support they need to be the best team for our country. And third, fortify the foundation. A Navy that is aligned and resourced to ensure warfighting wholeness is essential to maintaining the peace and winning decisively if called. I am proud to be a United States sailor, and I am inspired every day by the words of our Sailor's Creed, which states, "I represent the fighting spirit of the Navy and those who have gone before me to defend freedom and democracy around the world. I proudly serve my country's Navy combat team with honor, courage, and commitment."